Steve Dibble is joining us from the city of Salem, candidate for mayor of the city of Salem in the first of our series of interviews with the candidates. And before I bring Steve in here, I just want to make a quick note. We have circulated out three questions and also a couple of wild card topics for the candidates to discuss at their choice. And Steve and I were just talking before we started this podcast that let me go over the three formalized questions that we have, and Steve can respond to them in a slightly different way than some others might want to do that with his, basically, Steve, with your platform, five-point platform. But Steve, first, welcome. Thanks for joining us, and it's a pleasure having you on our podcast.
Well, thank you, Bill. Happy to be here.
For our listeners, the three questions that we drew up with some flexibility here that we'll provide or ask all the candidates are your plans, concerns for the Salem Public Schools, so a Salem Public Schools question, vision for Salem development and keeping Salem affordable, and then the third one, what is the advantage that Salem might have now that Salem's former mayor is now the lieutenant governor? So, Steve, let me begin with those three questions, kind of lumping them together, but you have a five-point platform that kind of addresses those three questions.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into the schools. We need to stop the high turnover of teachers and principals in our school. It's just not sustainable. We also need to stop so many Salem families that are pulling their children out and leaving Salem schools. We need to fully support our teachers and our entire school staff. We need to make school fun again, and we need to brag about the good things that are happening in Salem schools. We do a little bit, but boy, it's like a positive snowball. If we keep talking about the good things and make more good things happen, it will snowball. Right now, it's a negative snowball happening. We need to change that to retain our teachers, retain our principals, and keep our families from pulling their kids out of Salem schools. Again, we need to do a much better job of supporting our awesome teachers across the board. I've come up with a couple of initiatives that I'm going to put forward. I believe that the mayor should not be on the school committee. That will require a charter change to make that happen, and we're going to put a referendum out before the residents of Salem and allow them to make that choice. I think the mayor has enough to do. The mayor does not need to be on the Port Authority, on the Housing Authority, on the Affordable Housing Trust Fund, on the school committee, acting as chair, on and on, all over the place. What we need to do as being a mayor is what the previous mayors all did. They surrounded themselves with really bright people and allowed them to do their jobs. The mayor has always been the chair, well, at least in the last 40 years, the mayor has always been the chair of the school committee. But I think the school committee should be made up of people with vested interest in our school, with parents or parents that had their children go through, or retired teachers, et cetera, that have high interest in our schools and will be able to turn the boat around. We have awesome facilities, awesome teachers. We just need to get them rolling all on the same page. I have the unique ability to bring people together and find solutions. I've been doing that my whole life.
What about the other points on your five-point plan that do address those questions, other questions?
Well, the 5 points themselves that I've committed to is really straightforward. We're going to put out a ballot initiative that will talk about having the public, the residents of Salem, choose on some very, very large zoning initiatives, such as Shetland Industrial Park, where we're losing hundreds of jobs down there right now and huge business taxes to make way for 1,400 luxury apartments that we really don't need. And something like that, and over at the power plant property, the previous administration wanted to put in maybe 4,000 units of luxury apartments there, where we're going to lose the opportunity for high-paying jobs, marine-related jobs. And I put out a video a year and a half ago that talked about this in great detail, and hundreds of people commented on it, and over almost 4,000 people watched that video, and it turned City Hall flipped 180 degrees from pushing, having the planning department work on behalf of the developer there to push thousands of units of luxury apartments. Now we're going forward with marine-related uses and offshore wind turbines on that property. That's a win-win for Salem. That's a great thing. So that's one, the ballot initiative. I'm going to propose a taxpayer operational audit where we're going to, it's not going to be all about the numbers so much, but it's going to be about how we can save money at City Hall and throughout all of the departments and cut wasteful spending so that we can help stabilize our ever-increasing taxes on our homes that will help keep the rents down and our cost of living here in Salem down. I'm also going to work to propose term limits. I think 8 years as the mayor of Salem is enough, because after 6 years or 8 years, the previous mayors have all gotten kind of stale. And they've been friends of mine. Gene Levesque years ago, his children are donating to my campaign, and they agree. He was mayor for 10 years. Then Mayor Salvo, who hired me out of college, and I became senior planner for Salem, he was mayor for 6 years, and he lost after 6 years because we needed fresh ideas. Then Mayor Harrington, who I'm running against presently, he came into office, and he was mayor for 8 years, and after 6 or 8 years, he became stale as well. And the teachers went on strike, and a bunch of other things happened, and he was voted out of office as well. So term limits really work well. Then Mayor Yusevich came in, Stan Yusevich, and I worked for Stan Yusevich for about 3 years. So I worked for Mayor Salvo hired me. I worked for him for about 3 years, Mayor Harrington for 8 years, and then Mayor Yusevich for about 3 years, I think it was, a total of 14 years combined as senior planner for the city of Salem, working on all sorts of things. I wore a lot of hats. I was senior planner, public improvements coordinator, the recycling coordinator. I designed our first recycling program for the city. Mayor Harrington had me take over the trash program, and he asked me to save $50,000 on our trash bills. Instead of doing that, I saved over $1 million. He was happy with those changes. I was also the handicap coordinator, ADA, conservation administrator. I wore a lot of hats all at the same time while staying as senior planner the whole time. And then I started my own company for years and years, building playgrounds and working with over 1,000 cities and towns throughout Northeast United States. So I've been in a lot of recreation programs and at city halls scattered throughout, negotiating contracts. And then I was elected and re-elected twice to the Salem City Council. I served 6 years as Salem's Ward 7 City Councilor. And then rather running again a couple of years ago, I decided to run for mayor, and I came really close. I fell 9% short of being the mayor right now, 9% more, with 65% of the residents staying home and not voting at all. It had a few more, had a lot more gone out and actually voted, I might have won the race and been mayor right now, working on behalf of you, the people of Salem, the businesses of Salem, the residents of Salem, Salem school children, working on all sorts of things, making Salem better, because I have the ability to bring groups together, all sorts of groups, and get things done. So term limits, 8 years, I think is enough, because after 6 or 8 years, I've seen it repeatedly with the last five mayors, they get a little stale, and they need new, fresh ideas are needed from somebody else coming in, and I'm bringing those ideas. The fourth point is on school committee reform and changes within the schools. Our children can't wait any longer. What we've been doing for decades now just simply is not working. Teachers on strike back with Neil Harrington. The turnover of teachers over the last decade or so is unacceptable. Turnover of principals, teachers, hundreds of families pulling their kids out of Salem and going somewhere else. We can do so much better. We need to support our teachers. We need to bring people together and find solutions and make our schools better. The last of the 5 points that I've been stressing is kind of radical. It's upset a few people, separation of church and state. It really doesn't apply here because this is just, it's not committed. It's optional. I'm going to bring back the faith leader, our religious leaders, and our community leaders and meet with them monthly in the mayor's office. That took place for many previous mayors, and it stopped about 15 or 18 years ago. But having our religious leaders work on social issues like the homelessness, drug addiction, and other things, get guidance. And on top of it, the benefit here, they're all doing very good things right now, but it's not being done in an organized way. You have churches working on helping homeless all different ways, but if we combine the efforts on a single front, I think that we can make great roads to really helping these people that need, I mean, they're our most vulnerable out there, the homeless people, immigrants, low-income families, problems with drug addiction. We can really bring people together in an organized way and really accomplish great things here in Salem. Those are my 5 points that I'm stressing. I'm going to be working on a lot of other things, but Bill, I'll bounce back to you. I'd like to get into development, housing, the business sector a little bit more with you.
Yeah, that's fine, Steve. I think maybe one that last follow-up then would be, I know one thing that we had talked about before was the Highland Avenue development. And I maybe just also explain to our listeners that, now you didn't just tell me this, but the idea of having residential condos, luxury condos versus industrial or business use of land is a different tax rate, plus residents, you know, could kind of drain school resources as well. But there's that balance that, you know, communities want to have of residential versus business zoning or properties in the city for revenue and for quality of life. So I'll just follow up with that. But you'd also mentioned Highland Avenue development, and that would be my last question to you, Steve, but feel free to take it wherever you want.
Yeah, it's a good point. If you think about the business and residential being on a old-fashioned scale, where if you have too much of one side, the scale gets out of whack. Right now, Salem is out of whack. We are building so much luxury apartments that it's a detriment to the city, because for every $1 that you take in residential taxes, you spend $1.72 approximately in services. So only building housing is a bad investment if you only look at the finances only. You need to balance that and strengthen our existing businesses and bring in more businesses so that the balance is back in balance with you. The scale is balanced, if you would. What do I mean by this? Well, when you look at the types of housing that are really needed in Salem, we need truly affordable housing that Salem families can afford. We're not building we're building luxury apartments that people from outside of Salem are moving here, and I welcome them to come here. I'm not originally from Salem. I moved here 42 years ago. My wife and I raised our family here. We need to build things and do things that will help Salem families and Salem businesses. One example is we need senior housing. If we build some senior housing, hundreds of seniors I've already spoken to they've been begging for some place to move to and get out of their big houses. Well, it would free up, their houses would be freed up if we built some senior housing for a younger family that might be having their third child to move into a bigger house. And then their smaller starter home, well, the young couple that's living in an apartment that just might have had their first child can buy that starter home. And then the apartment might be freed up for a couple that just got married or are looking for a place to go. And then the apartment will be freed up for a college student that just graduated, is looking to move out and stay in Salem. So by just building some senior housing, we'll be creating and opening up all sorts of other types of housing. It's like dominoes all lined up waiting, but the first domino, the seniors, it's in concrete and there's just not any wiggle room. We need senior housing desperately that will create housing for them, but also open up all sorts of other types of housing. On the business side of things, we need to strengthen our businesses. You mentioned Highland Avenue. Well, businesses pay significantly more in taxes. And if you look at Peabody and other cities and towns, they recruit businesses to come in. They have the highway there. They have benefits. But we also have the city of Salem, the history here. We have the harbor, the views of the harbor from Shetland Park. I would like to see the large one-story building down there that is going to become 1,400 luxury apartments. I would rather see it become a four-story building and have headquarters of some very large companies come here, locate in Salem, overlooking Salem Harbor, and bragging that they're in this historic, beautiful city that we have here. That's what our planning department should be working on, to bring in businesses that will help keep the cost of living, the cost of housing here in Salem down by keeping the residential taxes and the residential rents down. One good example that you mentioned was up on Highland Avenue, where there was two different developers looking to put in a total of 500 luxury apartments. The property out front, very large property, wound up, it was a simple zoning change that was being asked by the city council of the administration. And I voted against that. And I was part of four city councilors that rejected it under what it was the supermajority that was required on that to make a zoning change. That's before the state and the governor changed the rules in the whole state. So now it's just a simple majority. So back then, I don't want to get complicated on this, but we voted it down and we were successful in protecting and not letting the luxury apartments to go forward there, residential on business zone property. Well, as a result, a good business here in Salem called Tropical Products, they had outgrown their business and they were significantly growing, looking to hire more people. Well, they are now moving on Highland Avenue, diagonally across the street. They are building a building significantly larger, so it's going to be gigantic additional taxes coming to the city of Salem because, again, business is paying much more in taxes. They are keeping the 100 jobs that they have now here in Salem, and they're adding 120 new jobs at their business. So Tropical Products on Highland Avenue is a success story of how to properly the planning department had very little to do with that. It was a rejection of the city council to not change the zoning from business to residential. We need to protect our businesses, as we should be doing at Shetland, as we did do successfully at the power plant property and other properties throughout the whole city. If we grow our business sector, it will help keep the cost of housing down a little bit in Salem. Eliminating wasteful spending out of City Hall and all of our departments will also help keep the tax bills down at your houses.
Well, Steve, I think you've made your points, and we appreciate your time and so on here of addressing our questions and also adding our, you know, as we mentioned, there's a couple of open areas where you could move into as well and share some thoughts. But at this point, is there anything else, Steve, that you wanted to mention to share with the voters at this point as a kind of a final remark?
Bill, this has been a great talk, and I've done, you know, 90% of the talking here, and I apologize for that. I know you have.
Well, that's what you're here for, Steve. You're not here. People are not here to listen to me, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good point. Thank you. And thank you for your time here. I just want to say that I'm going to approach being mayor of Salem. And right now I'd be considered the front runner in this race because I came really close a year and a half ago. I just fell 9% short of being the mayor right now and working for you, for everybody here in Salem. But I'm going to approach the mayor's office as applying common sense to everything that we do across the board. We're going to find ways to save money, to save time, and get more things done. I have the unique ability of bringing people together, all sorts of people together, and finding common goals and common solutions and a better way of doing things to get things done. If all the listeners out here, Bill, are looking to have some more information, or to get a lawn sign, or to make a donation to my campaign, or just to find out more information about everything we talked about here today and so much more, they can take a look at my website at www.stevedibbleformayor.org. Stevedibbleformayor.org. Anybody listening here, don't hesitate in contacting me, reaching out, email, telephone, doesn't matter, and I will answer your questions. Bill, thank you so much for your time.
All right, Steve, hang on the line, and we do have a link to that website on this post. And again, these are informational interviews. We're allowing candidates to answer some of our key questions that we think are important, but also be able to share some of the issues that they also feel are important and allow them to make a pitch a bit about their campaign and, of course, their website and so on. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. And again, we appreciate your time and best of luck in the campaign.
Again, thank you so much, Bill. And to all the voters listening out there right now, March 28th, please consider Steve Dibble for mayor at the elections.
Thank you for doing the date for me there. Steve Dibble with us here from the city of Salem.